Good morning, boys and girls. I don't know, is anybody up here? Good morning, boys and girls. How are you doing? Do you like birds? Some. But the Bible says, you know what the Bible says about birds? That God knows when every sparrow falls. He knows when every sparrow dies. He says that two sparrows are not worth very much. But God knows if they die, when they die, how much more valuable are you? You're worth a lot, aren't you, to God? Can you think of times in the Bible where the birds actually help people? Elijah, what did the birds do for Elijah? And what kind of birds were they? That's right, they gave him food right at the brook. Can you think of any other times where birds were used in the Bible? Yeah, that was a dove, but that really wasn't a bird. That was a form of a bird. But remember when Noah was in the ark, he let the ravens and the dove go out to find some trees to know if the flood had gone down or not? What is this bird here? That's a raven. You ever seen a raven before? They're all over the place. You know, in my neighborhood, when you put the trash out on Tuesday morning, guess what goes into the trash if the lids are open? The ravens, and they throw the trash all over because they're pretty strong birds, and they just start throwing all out the trash can all over the place. They're kind of fun to watch, though. You know what happened to me on Thursday? That may be a surprise to some of you, but I love to hike. And so I got done work early. This is Wednesday. I got done work early, and I went for a hike. And I don't ever usually lock my car, and I didn't this time. And the window was down about this much. And when I come back, there's this thing in my car flapping on the windshield inside the car. And the raven had gotten through the crack in the window that was this big. Needless to say, he was all upset because he couldn't get out. And so I'm thinking, oh, I got to go open the door. And he flew out to the window. But he left me a lot of souvenirs on the dashboard and on the steering wheel and on the door. But fortunately, he did not get the upholstery. And I was by a creek, and I went in and was able to clean it off. As soon as I got home, I got the cleaner and cleaned up everything really good. But you know what? I was thinking, you know, that was kind of neat. I actually had a raven in my car. And God got him out of there before I got the door open. So God told me, you know, you better get out the window the same way you came in. Now, if God is worried about the ravens, isn't he much more worried about you? Do you ever feel like nobody ever cares for you? Do you ever feel unwanted? Having a rough time in school? Or some other thing like that? God always knows what's happening with our lives, just like the birds. And he, if we go to God and say, you know, I need your help, he'll help you. Every time you see a bird, remember, how much more valuable are they? Are you than they are? Much more valuable than any bird. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Lord God, I just ask that as we look at the birds and know that you protect them and that you feed them, and that you know even when they die, they were so much more valuable, how much more as boys and girls and as parents you will take care of us. And you'll watch over us, and you will give us eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.